Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
And good morning. Thank you so much for joining us today. I am Robbie Raw, live in the WDCX studios today. It's such an honor and privilege to be here. It's a blessing to be here with God's breath in our lungs. He is making our heart beat today. He has a divine purpose for our life. His purpose, not ours. Decrease us, increase Him. God, please use us. Use us for your glory. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for today. Thank you for waking us up today. And we pray that whoever needs to hear the conversations today on The Raw Truth, just tune in and listen, Lord. And I just ask for hearts to be changed, Lord, for your glory, for your purpose. In Jesus' holy name, amen. All right. I'm so excited about today's show. First of all, I want to say I was crying on the way here listening to Hope Rains and the testimony that the gentleman was given. Wow, what an incredible testimony and show. And Steve always does a great job there. But listen, he just announced that they are looking for painters in Western New York. And so go to Hope Rains, 8 Days of Hope, of course, and, you know, plug in there. And boy, if you can help, it would be a blessing to so many. Also, don't forget, tonight is the festival event, 28 festivals coming together. Hope Lives tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Time. Toby Mac, you know, he lost his son recently. He's going to be there for King and Country. So many different artists that you want to see that you haven't been able to see at Kingdom Bound. It's tonight, people, at 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So plug in, go to their Facebook page or whatever. Kingdom Bound has been plugging or posting it all over the place. So have I. So check that out. We do at The Raw Truth have more DNA tests coming in. I know many of you this past week wanted an appointment. We're making appointments a little bit out because of the fact that the tests are sold out right now, you know, with me, and we're the only ones that do it. So make sure that you get on our schedule because we should have them in by the end of the week. Today's show, so exciting. Author, keynote speaker, incredible radio host Pamela Christian will be joining us today, and she is going to be talking about what we need to do as the church and her new book. Also, later on in the show, keynote speaker, author, and women's advocate for women with anxiety is Misha Brooks, and she lost her husband and her son in a tragic, tragic car accident. And she's going to give her testimony. It's going to be incredible. So I want you to tune in for that. You know, I posted something today and I actually want to talk about it right now. And actually, I'll just read it for those of you that didn't read it, because I've been up since 5 o'clock in the morning, and every day I get up at between 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning because I have a new puppy right now. And it gives me a lot of time to reflect on things that have been going on. And so God placed this on my heart this morning when I was praying and reading his word. And so I have tried to stay positive the past 4 months and have spent my time praying instead of getting into people's faces or debating on social media about our current situation. I'm not an expert on how the government is tracking numbers, but I know personally many who have had COVID-19 and some who have even died. Is it overblown? Is it overrated? Well, time will tell. But it's real to those who've been affected. And I've had a few people on the show that have been affected or their family have been affected. We don't know what we don't know, people. And I have chosen not to be involved in the debate over the COVID issue or the mask issue, although I certainly have my own point of view and opinions. Why spend precious time debating others or making them feel bad about their own views? I believe we all want the same thing in the end for the greater good. And although it's annoying at times wearing a mask or trying to speak and communicate in public, it's an easy thing for me to do to help protect others and let them know I care. Of course, as a nurse, first and foremost, I follow the guidelines. On the other hand, I don't give others dirty looks or feel that I need to argue with people when they're wearing a mask in public. Do I wear a mask because I'm fearful? Absolutely not. And I'm not afraid to die because I know where I'm going and who I'm going to be with, but I don't ever want to put someone else at risk. I try to be careful and not make people feel bad about decisions they make, good, bad, or indifferent, although I will teach what I know to help others to be healthy. That's been my passion. It's been my actual career, and I believe it's been my calling for the last 40 years. It's actually been my life to take care of others for most of my life. I'm concerned about keeping my own family and myself healthy and safe no matter what the issue, and I will do what it takes to make it happen. I have more family members in heaven right now than I have here, and I've seen death up close and personal way too many times. I know that we are not promised tomorrow and that our life can change on a dime. I cherish every single day. I don't agree with everything our government does. I have concerns about our future and the future of our children. I have concerns about our economy and our health, the future of America and our world. The past 4 months has allowed me to spend more time with my family, who I love. But at the same time, I've been concerned about our economy, the loss of jobs and businesses due to the pause, and of course, our health. I am so glad that this life is not all there is, and I'm trying to keep an eternal perspective. I know our God is sovereign, and I cling to that truth every day. I have a tremendous amount of respect for my fellow nurses and health and medical professionals. Certainly medical doctors who have spent 8 to 12, 16 years know more than I know, and I respect them for all they do and all they sacrifice to help others. I do find it kind of funny and humorous how people can think that Googling articles or videos on the internet makes them an expert, but to each his own. As a mom whose daughter is a physician now and working in New York City, my Chanel's working in ICU in New York day in and day out, trying to save lives in the front line. I see her risking her own health and life to save others. I know what she's dealing with, and it's real. She's in the thick of it, you guys, 12 hours a day. I'm concerned for her health. And I've worked in ICU as a nurse. It's not easy. This was before COVID. But I am proud of her and all she's doing to care for others. Not many of us could endure what these frontline medical professionals go through daily, and especially over the past 4 months. You may not agree with or even like Dr. Fauci, but I do agree with the fact that he quoted, caring about human beings should never be difficult. A debate or a political issue. And he went on to talk about a lot of things that have happened in our past that I posted today on social media. And let me just say this in closing is that, you know, I just want everyone to remember, whether you agree or disagree, that someday you may need a physician, and an oath that they took to do no harm and to do everything in their power to save you, no matter what your opinion is in all of this, speaks volumes. I saw my own daughter say that oath, and it's pretty moving. And I'm telling you what, we need to think before we start bashing other people for their views and realize that there are people that this is really real for. And whether or not you wear a mask or don't wear a mask, I really don't care. But I just want you to know that over all of these weeks, it's been stirring in me, and I need to at least give, you know, my perspective on this, and you can take it or leave it for what it's worth. All right. When we come back, we're going to speak with keynote speaker, author, radio host, Pamela Christian. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Hi, everyone. This is Amy Buemi from Catalyst Fitness. Several weeks ago, we had to temporarily close our doors because of this unprecedented pandemic. Buffalo is our home, and we know that many of you are hurting, whether you're unemployed, taking care of loved ones, or battling an illness. We want you to know that you are in our thoughts and prayers. While we know that it is important for social distancing at this time, please don't forget to stay connected. It's important for your overall health. If you have a relationship with one of our personal trainers or any of our staff members at Catalyst Fitness, I encourage you to please reach out to them. They would love to hear from you. We also have some great in-home workouts posted on our website to help keep you healthy and fit. Just visit our website at catalystfitnessbuffalo.com. We can't wait to see all of you again soon, very soon, I hope, at one of our 7 locations. Until then, stay healthy, Western New York. We miss you.
Hi, this is Robbie. Has an accident left you in pain? Were you injured on the job? Do you suffer from chronic pain or a spinal condition? Notaro Chiropractic Offices offer chiropractic and massage services at their 3 convenient locations, Wheatfield, Grand Island, and East Amherst. Licensed acupuncturist Amy Fu is located in Wheatfield. Licensed acupuncturist Robbie Butler is located in Grand Island, as well as licensed acupuncturist Adam Waldhorn. Accepting most insurances, call 688-8815 to start feeling your best with the help of Notaro Chiropractic Offices. Hey, this is Robbie. You know, I love coloring my hair. And if you color your hair but hate all of those chemicals used to do it, I have some great news for you. Pure Organic Salon is who you need to call. Their products are free from aerosol, GMOs, gluten, ammonia, sodium chloride, and sulfate, even plastics, and the list goes on and on. Your hair will maintain its natural protein and moisture balance while achieving amazing color like mine without harsh chemicals for a healthier head of hair from the inside out. Other products include organic skincare products, nail care, and a toxic-free cosmetic line. For more information, call 716-796-7339. Hi, it's Robbie Raw. I want to tell you about the Kingdom Business Bureau. The Kingdom Business Bureau is a directory of businesses that strive to honor the Lord in everything we do, consistent with biblical principles. If you are a large or small business in Canada or the U.S. and want to be part of the directory, email us at kingdombusinessbureau@gmail.com. If you're looking for a business that strives to honor the Lord, go to kingdombusinessbureau.com.
Hi, my name is Lois, and I've lost 100 pounds under Robbie's care. I tried for so long on my own before to lose weight and get healthy. I was working out and eating healthy, or so I thought. I began to consider doing the keto diet when I saw a Facebook post of Robbie's promotion for her nutritional DNA test. So I called Robbie and went in to have the test done. On October 30th of last year, I met with Robbie to review the results, which were extensive. The key details were that I have a gluten intolerance and my body responds best to a balanced diet. Robbie sat with me and explained all the results, set me up on a detox plan, and provided me with meal ideas and recipes. I started November 1st of 2018 and have lost almost 100 pounds since then. I honestly believe that the nutritional DNA test is what made the difference.
Fine-tuned mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And don't forget, all of these shows are on my website at robbieraw.com. That's different from the podcast, The Real Raw Truth with Carrie Spring. And later on in the show, Misha Brooks joins me. She is a keynote speaker and author and a woman who helps other women overcome anxiety. She lost her son and her husband in a tragic, tragic accident. She'll talk about her testimony. But right now, we're talking with a keynote speaker, radio host, author of, this is her 5th book, Pamela Christian, and she is incredible. Good morning, Pamela. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, Robbie. Good morning to you.
Thank you for getting up early. I know you're out west and, you know, it's a little bit earlier there. But thank you. I'm so grateful that I had the chance to meet you at the authors conference that I met you at?
Yes, it was.
Yes. And otherwise, you know, maybe our paths wouldn't have crossed as quickly as they did. But boy, I've been reading your bio, your book, and you are incredible, Pamela. I mean, not only do you have a 20-page resume of everything that you've done, appearances that you've made in radio and television, but you are an author of now 5 books, award-winning, and I'm so excited to talk to you about this latest book, Prepare for the Harvest, God's Challenge to the Church Today. So give our listeners a little bit background on you and you know, what this book is about and how we need to open our hearts to this.
Okay, a little bit of background about me is I, you know, found Jesus very late in life. I was almost 30 years old. And at that point, because I'd lived so much of my life in the world, I couldn't get enough of Jesus. I mean, it was Christian talk radio all day long. It was Bible studies every chance I got, to church every chance I got. And the Lord really grew me quickly, and I'm so grateful. Within 5 years of being a new believer in Jesus, the Lord actually asked me to teach a Bible study for an organization called Community Bible Study. And I was really taken back, Robbie. I couldn't get my mind around that. But after a few days of praying and really seeking the Lord about it, I agreed. And that was one of the best things that I ever could have done and what God has used in my life. Because, you know, when you get ready to prepare a message or teach, you've got to study an awful lot of material.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have to hone it down and make it deliverable in a way that people can digest it, can receive it. So it was another, that was for 7 years, and that was another way that the Lord absolutely grew me in my Christian faith and my understanding of His Word and Him and His will for His people. And because I've seen Him work that way in my life with teaching the Bible study, with speaking coast to coast and internationally at this point, seeing Him bring me into Christian radio, I never even had training or aspirations to do any of the things the Lord's asked me to do. But every time I've taken the step in obedience and in faith, I'm seeing tremendous fruit, and it's an awesome ride.
Wow. Well, I can relate to that because I never saw myself being the host of a radio show on Christian radio either. But,
right?
But God.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so awesome. I just love to follow what you're doing. So, you know, this is your fifth book in a multi-award-winning series, and this is amazing. What is the overall message of this book? What do you feel led you to address with this book series?
Okay. The series is called Faith to Live By. So all of the books are going to be addressing how we need to apply our faith and really live it out and actually enjoy the victorious life Christ died to give us. And it started because I read an article by ABC News that talked about people in America being tolerant of different religions, and I thought I would read that we don't mind having people in our country, you know, with different faiths. But instead, I read that people were taking tenets of different religions and creating a quote-unquote religion of their own preference. And there were even names for it, like Buju or Chrislam. And as I read this article, I became enraged and my heart broke because these were influential people who were clearly deceived. And I began writing what I thought was an op-ed piece. And as I was writing the op-ed piece, the Lord says, no, it's going to be a book. And I'm like, okay, Lord, and my fingers are flying across the keyboard. And then as I was writing the book, He says, it's going to be more than one. So here we are up to book 5. And book 4 and 5 in the series really go hand in hand. Book 4 is Prepare for the Harvest, Confidence in God's End Time Promises. And that book was written to help Christians not give in to this doom and gloom prophetic voices, so-called prophetic, because the reason God forewarns us is not to have us go hide in a cave, but to have us understand His plan and His purpose and to be equipped and prepared to get through the battle that's before us. So this whole thing and this COVID thing that we're all dealing with has just caused a lot of Christians to take a spirit of resignation, of acceptance for all this evil that's taking place, and that's not how we're supposed to respond. So that's Prepare for the Harvest, Confidence in God's End Time Promises. This next book is Prepare for the Harvest, God's Challenge to the Church Today. Mm. We are at such an important crossroads. I am sure you know this.
Yes.
This, in my opinion, is not a time for us to, again, hide in our caves. It's a time for us to take a stand, to know who we are in Christ, and to rise up as a spotless bride for God to actually return. And I'm not saying that we're in the last of the last days, but I believe we're in the beginning of the last days, where Jesus talked about the evil things that would happen, but it was just the beginning. It was just the birthing pains.
Mm.
I believe we're in that time.
I do, too. Pamela, it's an interesting way of putting it, and I agree with that 100%. We're going to go to our commercials. Can you hang on for a sec?
Absolutely.
All right, you guys. Listen, we are talking with keynote speaker and international author, radio host, TV personality, Pamela Christian, and she's got a lot to say. So listen, I want to tell you about Turning Tides Financial, and we'll continue our conversation with Pamela. Turning Tides Financial, they are amazing. If you are listening to the show right now and you haven't taken advantage of their free consultation that they give the listeners of The Raw Truth, boy, you are missing out big time, because everybody I sent to them says they took 10 pages of notes on their free consultation. You need to check out Turning Tides Financial. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
No two snowflakes are alike. No two fingerprints are the same. That's the way it should be when it comes to your financial portfolio. Turning Tides Financial has a personalized wealth management approach. Each client has different needs that require unique, customized attention. At Turning Tides Financial, services offered include retirement planning, divorced financial strategies, and personalized financial management. Set up your appointment today at the Orchard Park or Amherst office by calling 716-800-4290 or log into turningtidesfinancial.com. Turning Tides Financial. Live your life, plan your future. Securities offered through LPL Financial Member, FINRA SIPC. As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
Hi, this is Robbie. When it comes to selling your home, you want the best price. You want the timing to be right. You want an advocate who knows the market inside and out. You need Donna Littlefield. She's a prayer warrior ready to serve you and your family at Keller Williams Realty, Buffalo North Towns. Contact Donna Littlefield for a free true market analysis and then list your home with Donna. DonnaLittlefield.com. Contact her today and get your home sold.
Hey friends, you hear me talk about PowerShot Greens Superfood. Listen, it's a synergistic green formula of 100% organic concentrated nutrient-dense alkaline superfoods, a valuable source of natural occurring phytonutrients, chlorophyll, live enzymes, and bioavailable vitamins and minerals. PowerShot aims to help boost metabolism, energy, and stamina, assist with mineral replacement, and provide optimal support for the body system. It's so bioavailable and easily absorbed. I want you to check out PowerShot Greens Superfood. Go to RobbieRaw.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Roberts. I've now lost 89 pounds making healthy food choices with the Detox and Raw Truth Recharge classes. I've been a marathon runner for 14 years. However, I found that I can run and still be fat. Robbie taught me that you can't out-exercise a bad diet. I encourage everyone who wants to make healthy food choices and increase their energy to come to a Raw Truth Recharge class or pick up the Raw Truth Recharge book. For more information, go to RobbieRaw.com, click on the nutrition/DNA tab at the top of the page.
Hi, I'm Robbie Raw. You know, over the years, I have met so many of you who are in Canada or in other states of the U.S. who want my expertise as a nutritionist and a nurse for your health, fitness, weight management, and nutrition. But you can't come and see me live. Well, now I have the opportunity to give you all of my expertise, my tools, my motivation, behavior changes, and everything from A to Z on your mobile phone or device daily through a world-class, worldwide, virtual mobile program called ProCoach. Go to RobbieRaw.com for more information.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
And don't forget, later on in the show, we have keynote speaker, author, woman advocate for women with anxiety and who are widows, Misha Brooks. And she lost her husband and her son in a tragic accident. She's got an incredible testimony and story to tell. So right now we're talking with keynote speaker, author, radio and TV host, Pamela Christian. And she is amazing. She's got her hands in so many things. I don't even know how she does it. People say, how do I do it? Follow her right now. Pamela, thank you so much for joining us. And you are on Facebook and Instagram and all of that. How can people follow you and get a hold of you? What is your website, by the way?
The website is PamelaChristianMinistries.com. So it's plural, PamelaChristianMinistries.com, because I do have more than one thing I'm working on.
Yes.
And I most recently, Robbie, have a podcast on Charisma Podcast Network, so I'm really happy about that.
Awesome. Congrats. It's awesome. And, of course, I know that, you know, the Exceptional Keynote Speaker Bureau, you might want to say a few things about that in case people are looking for speakers.
Absolutely. In fact, unfortunately, in these days, live events, as you know, have been canceled. And that meant that our Speakers Bureau, representing some amazing, well, I should say exceptional Christian speakers and authors and comedians and entertainers and financial planners, all kinds of different people on our roster, we are now using the Internet, as so many churches have been forced to do, to help people become aware not only of our roster of excellent, exceptional members, but, you know, today people need the gospel and the truth of God's Word and His plan more than ever.
Yes.
And so we don't want to be muzzled or to be stopped in the missions and the efforts that we have through this amazing group of people.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I am so honored to be a part of that Speakers
yes.
Bureau, and I know Kerry Cardinelli feels the same way. It's just amazing the talent mm-hmm. that is in that God-given talent that is in that
yeah.
group.
Yeah.
So, yeah, people can seek you out for that as well. We only have a few minutes here. Where do you want to go here in the last few minutes? What do you want to tell our listeners?
I would say that it's important for us right now to make a point of focusing on God and His truth and the promises of His Word, who we are in Christ, our true identity in Christ, and to not allow the spirit of fear to come upon us. You know, fear is the antithesis of faith, and without faith, we cannot progress in God's kingdom. We very much need His will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. And those of us who have the truth, those of us who are truly born-again Christians, are the ones God has given the charge to make sure His will is done on earth as it is in heaven. You know, we have the Great Commission. There's so much we're to be doing. And again, I don't want the people to be hiding in their caves, to have a spirit of resignation, to be fearful. This is not the time for that. This is the time to get fortified. So whether it be my books or your program or any of the speakers from Exceptional Keynote Speakers, there's lots of resources available, and I encourage people to take advantage of every one of them.
Amen. I do too. So you are on Facebook, or what else? Where else can people find you? Your website again is?
Yeah, the website is PamelaChristianMinistries.com. And then I also have the podcast I mentioned, which is the same name as the book, Faith to Live By, on Charisma Podcast Network. And I do encourage people to check out ExceptionalKeynoteSpeakers.com so that they can learn more about the wonderful roster of people there.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Pamela. I'm sorry that we ran out of time. We'll have to have you back.
Thank you. I'd appreciate that. And keep up the great work you're doing, Robbie. You have blessed so many people.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, I'm sure this fifth book isn't going to be your last book, so you let us know when you write the next one, okay?
Will do. Thanks so much.
All right. God bless you. And we'll talk soon, Pamela.
All right. fun.
All right, you guys. So listen, we are so excited about our next guest as well. And we'll talk to her when we come back from our door sponsors. Misha Brooks is a keynote speaker and author. She is a women's advocate for widows and also women with anxiety. She lost her son and her husband in a tragic accident. And she's got incredible heart, and I know you'll be moved by her story. I want to, on a side note here, say something about puppies. I know this is a weird transition, but I took my puppy to a training this weekend, kindergarten actually, Luigi and me in kindergarten, and two of the people in my class got their dogs, their puppies mauled by other dogs that were off the leash. Other big dogs were off the leash, and these dogs have never done it before, but they actually killed two puppies of the people in my class. So if you have a dog, please keep it on a leash. I'm, you know, so concerned about that. I've never heard of that before, but I did, that just popped into my head, so I felt like, okay, I need to say that, because it was, everybody in my class was crying. It was just a very sad thing. All right, so a couple things, a couple other announcements. Hope Lives tonight. Go to Kingdom Bound and check that out, because Hope Reigns has been kicking this off, and it is a festival tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, a virtual festival. So no Kingdom Bound Live, but this is many organizations coming together to make this happen. Toby Mac for King and Country. So many people are performing tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's all virtual on Facebook and other places as well, in 7 p.m. Central. Check that out tonight. Also, just remember that this show is on my website. You can hear it on demand at robbieraw.com. And also, you know, The Real Raw Truth is a podcast. It's different than this show. Different topics every week and different guests. So you can get both of those on, you know, just by saying, hey, Alexa, or hey, Google, or hey, Siri, you know, play whatever it is. Oh. And here Siri is saying something to me right now. She heard me say that. All right, you guys. So when we come back, we're going to be talking with keynote speaker and national author and advocate for women, Misha Brooks. Listen, I want to tell you about Notaro Chiropractic. They are amazing at what they do. Talk about being proactive about your health. You know, this show is about faith, family, food, fitness, finance. You need to be your own health advocate. You need to stay well. Go to Notaro Chiropractic. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us. Hi, this is Robbie. Has an accident left you in pain? Were you injured on the job? Do you suffer from chronic pain or a spinal condition? Notaro Chiropractic Offices offer chiropractic and massage services at their three convenient locations, Wheatfield, Grand Island, and East Amherst. Licensed acupuncturist Amy Fu is located in Wheatfield. Licensed acupuncturist Robbie Butler is located in Grand Island, as well as licensed acupuncturist Adam Waldhorn. Accepting most insurances, call 688-8815 to start feeling your best with the help of Notaro Chiropractic Offices.
Hi, everyone. This is Amy Buemi from Catalyst Fitness. Several weeks ago, we had to temporarily close our doors because of this unprecedented pandemic. Buffalo is our home, and we know that many of you are hurting, whether you're unemployed, taking care of loved ones, or battling an illness. We want you to know that you are in our thoughts and prayers. While we know that it is important for social distancing at this time, please don't forget to stay connected. It's important for your overall health. If you have a relationship with one of our personal trainers or any of our staff members at Catalyst Fitness, I encourage you to please reach out to them. They would love to hear from you. We also have some great in-home workouts posted on our website to help keep you healthy and fit. Just visit our website at catalystfitnessbuffalo.com. We can't wait to see all of you again soon. Very soon, I hope, at one of our seven locations. Until then, stay healthy, Western New York, We miss you.
Hi, this is Robbie Raw. You know, God gave us all different DNA, and we can't change that DNA. We can change the way the DNA express themselves through our dietary habits and our lifestyle. And I'm telling you what, we test 92 gene SNPs at The Raw Truth so that you can have a blueprint for your body in terms of fitness and food to find out what your body is going to respond best to. Set up your appointment at RobbieRaw.com.
Hi, this is Robbie Raw. You know, at Raw Truth Integrative Health, we see patients daily with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, cancer, inflammation, pain, gut issues, and we'd love to help you on your journey to health. Anne Marie and I see people on a private or semi-private consultations. We also offer group classes for weight management and health issues as well. So whatever your goal is, come and see us at Raw Truth Integrative Health. Go to RobbieRaw.com or RawTruthHealth.com for more information and email Robbie at RobbieRaw.com.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
And we are back. This show is about faith, family, food, fitness, finance, and so much more. Get out there and get that vitamin D today. Boost your immune system, people, with what you eat, with what you drink, with your supplementation, and all of that, as I talk about every week here. Your gut issues are so important. Get a handle on it. And so, you know, this is a time that we need to be healthy. Make sure you tune in every week to my shows on ABC TV, WKBW, and I give a lot of tips on your health, fitness, and boosting your immune system. All right, so I'm so excited about today's next guest, and her name is Misha Brooks, and Misha is an author, motivational speaker, a leader for Modern Widows Club, and an anxiety coach empowering women by giving them tools necessary to overcome anxiety naturally. And good morning, Misha. How are you?
I'm so good. Hello, Robbie.
It's so wonderful to talk to you. Am I saying your name correctly?
Yes, you are. Misha, correct.
Thank you. Well, Misha, I know that we met actually in another group on Facebook, and I just was so moved by your posts. And I thought, I need to reach out to this woman because I need to have her on our show. You just have a heart for Jesus and a story to tell. And so I'm so grateful that you took the time. I know that you're out west, right?
I am. I'm in California.
Okay. Our last guest was from California, too. So you guys got up a little early for us. So thank you for that. So, Misha, where do we begin? I know you're a motivational speaker and you help women, widows, you help women who have anxiety, and you are a mom of eight children?
Yes. You saw that. I could tell you saw it. Like, am I that right?
Yes. I'm just reading it right now. Two in heaven, ages 7 to 31, and a grandma of two. Wow. God bless you.
Yeah. Big family. Always wanted a big family. That's what I got.
Wow. So where should we begin? Tell our listeners your background, your story.
Well, I'd like to take you back to October 12th. That's kind of where this pivotal moment happened in my life. So I was actually in Nevada visiting my mother and I had my 18-year-old son there with me, my 10-year-old son, and then my 18-month-old daughter was with me, and then my 16-year-old daughter and my 6-year-old son were in California with my husband. And that day, I just had this heaviness on my heart that I just could not shake, and I hadn't actually spoken to my husband all day. I felt like there was a lot on my heart that I wanted to share with him, and I just could not shake it. And then, I don't know if you remember, but way back then, you couldn't talk on the phone before, like, 6 a.m. and after 9 without being charged. So,
yes.
So I would always wait until, like, after 9 p.m. to talk to my husband. And then he actually called me at, like, 9:05. So he asked me if I'd spoken to our daughter, Cassandra. And then I told him yes, that she was at a football game. And he told me that he had been trying to get a hold of her all day to watch our son Isaiah because he needed to take a load to Los Angeles. But since he hadn't spoken to her, he ended up taking our son Isaiah with him. So my husband owned a small trucking company, and his nephew was scheduled to take the load that night. But it was his wife's birthday, so he asked my husband if he could have the night off. So my husband ended up taking the load. So I was able to share with him. This is something that I'm very grateful to God for, that I was able to share with him everything that I had been holding in that day. I got to tell him that I loved him, that I missed him, and that if I didn't appreciate him as much as I should have, that I was sorry, and that I do appreciate him. I love him for everything that he's done for me and the kids. And then I got to speak to Isaiah, and I told him how much I loved him as well and that I missed him. And he told me he loved me, missed me too. And then I asked him what he was doing in Dad's truck, and he said that Dad had taken him to Blockbuster to get the Star Wars movie, and then he was in the back watching the movie. And then I kind of joked around with him, and I told him that his brother was going to be so super jealous that he was watching Star Wars without him. And then I talked to Hugo again, and he told me that he needed to get off the phone because it was dark and it was raining, and he needed to put two hands on the wheel. So then fast forward the next day, my mother and I had gone antique shopping, and we had just sat down, ordered our drinks, we went to lunch, and I received a phone call from my daughter, and she was panicking, and she was telling me, why haven't you been answering the phone? We've been trying to call you all night. Hugo and Isaiah were in an accident, and they're missing. And I was like, okay, calm down. What do you mean they're missing? And she said, there's a fire, and they can't find them. Mm-hmm. So, of course, I grabbed my daughter out of the high chair, threw some money at the waiters as I ran out, and that was the longest six-hour drive of my life. I literally drove like 100 miles an hour for most of the time, my mom screaming at me the whole time, slow down, slow down. And along the way, the crazy thing is that I kept seeing these giant billboards that just kept jumping out at me along the drive that said Omega. And every few miles, it seemed like I saw another sign. It was like Omega, Omega, Omega. And then there were these other billboards that kept popping out at me too with different Bible verses on them. So strange, on the side of the freeway. And it just, I felt like it was God reminding me that he's the Alpha and Omega and the Great I Am and the ruler of the universe, and that he had everything under control. Mm. So I finally arrived at my house, and I pulled up in the driveway, and my sister came out of the house to greet me. And as she walked towards me, I could see the look on her face and the tears streaming down. And that told me exactly what no one had wanted to tell me that whole drive. And I will never forget the look on her face. And I kind of go in and out from there, and I don't really remember how I got into the house at that point. Kind of blackout, and I remember there being people there, but that's kind of it. And then so what actually happened to them was a diesel truck had broken down right outside of the tunnel that they were going through in Los Angeles on the I-5. Mm-hmm. And there were 30 diesel trucks and two cars that piled up, and my husband was the fourth truck to come through the tunnel.
Oh my God.
He tried to swerve left. This is what the police tell me, that he tried to swerve left to avoid hitting the trailer in front of him, but instead he ran headfirst into the big cement pillar that holds the freeway up.
Oh.
And so the fuel from the diesels caused a fire, and it melted the diesels and the bridge and the tunnel. The coroner told me that Hugo died instantly, but that it took Isaiah about 4 minutes to expire based on the smoke inhalation in his lungs.
The fire was so bad
that it actually, this is one of the things that I had said in the post, is that it took them about a month to identify my son based on his dental records, and we didn't even get their bodies back for over a month due to the lengthy investigation.
Oh my gosh. Misha, I am so, so sorry for your loss, and I'm like choked up just listening to it right now. Just my heart goes out to you, and We're going to continue this conversation. Can you hold on? I hate to break right now, but we need to go to our commercials, and then we'll come back. Can you hold on?
Yes.
Oh, my prayers are with you, girl. My goodness gracious. Hold on, please. We're talking with keynote speaker and author and widow advocate and woman's advocate for women with anxiety, Misha Brooks. His story is very impactful. Thank God she knows Jesus. Thank God she knows where her family is and who they're with. We're going to go to our commercials, and when we come back, we'll continue this conversation. We'll be right back.
Put a healthy meal on the table without a trip to the grocery store at Balanced Body Foods. If you're too busy to cook or don't know where to start, simplify your life with Balanced Body. Balanced Body Foods is a fresh food meal prep service with a constantly changing menu for the ultimate in delicious, flavorful, nutritionally balanced meals. Order your next meal, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, at balancedbodyfoods.com or stop into their Hurdle Avenue or Transit Road in Williamsville locations. You can even save 10% with promo code WNY10. That's right. Save 10% off your order. All you have to do is use promo code WNY10 when you visit balancedbodyfoods.com. Start today. Fuel your body with flavorful food that complements your lifestyle and goals. Discover your balance today at Balanced Body Foods. In the choice between taste and nutrition, choose both at Balanced Body Foods.
No two snowflakes are alike. No two fingerprints are the same. That's the way it should be when it comes to your financial portfolio. Turning Tides Financial has a personalized wealth management approach. Each client has different needs that require unique, customized attention. At Turning Tides Financial, services offered include retirement planning, divorced financial strategies, and personalized financial management. Set up your appointment today at the Orchard Park or Amherst office by calling 716-800-4290 or log into turningtidesfinancial.com. Turning Tides Financial. Live your life, plan your future. Securities offered through LPL Financial Member, FINRA SIPC.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
Hi, it's Robbie Raw. I want to tell you about the Kingdom Business Bureau. The Kingdom Business Bureau is a directory of businesses that strive to honor the Lord in everything we do, consistent with biblical principles. If you are a large or small business in Canada or the U.S. and want to be part of the directory, email us at kingdombusinessbureau@gmail.com. If you're looking for a business that strives to honor the Lord, go to kingdombusinessbureau.com.
You've waited long enough. Now you can have all of Robbie's knowledge, advice, teaching, and inspiration in the palm of your hand with her new book, The Raw Truth Recharge. The Raw Truth Recharge will teach you seven truths about faith, family, food, fitness, detox, sleep, and stress management, and how all of them are vital to your health mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Robbie is a registered nurse, an integrative health and nutrition practitioner, and a master trainer armed with certifications. With 30 plus years experience in the industry, she will teach you how to increase your energy, be fit and feel healthy, decrease your body fat, increase your muscle mass, shape your body, cut cravings, and focus your energy to fulfill your calling. God's word actually gives us clear direction on all of these truths. If you want to get lean, then you need to lean on the Lord. Do you need inspiration and motivation to either get or stay on track? Then this book is for you. Get your copy of The Raw Truth on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com today.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And I want to talk to you about a new member of the Kingdom Business Bureau and a new sponsor, Spin and Grin Mobile Bike Repair. They come to you. Tune-ups, bike repairs, and more. Call Jeff at 406 72 4067294. That's 4067294. You can't even get a bike these days because everybody's having a staycation. You can't even get your bike fixed because there's such a backup. So Spin and Grin Mobile Bike Repair will come to you. Tune-ups, bike repairs, any kind of equipment you need, and more. All right, so we are talking with keynote speaker, author, advocate for women who have anxiety or who are widows, Misha Brooks, and she was just talking about the tragic story of losing her husband and her son in a terrible, terrible accident. She's a mom of eight, two now in heaven. And Misha, again, thank you so much for telling the story. I'm sure it's not easy to talk about, but you are helping other women, and this actually, you call it Beauty for Ashes, a story of God's promises. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, as you can imagine, I was completely devastated, and I was left now to take care of my four kids and my husband's business, who actually, I didn't know anything about it. I worked for the county up until that point, and I couldn't breathe. I felt like I was suffocating. My soul was screaming out in pain. I actually had thoughts of suicide, but through all of this pain, I still called on God and praise God. Like you said earlier, that I thank God, I had a relationship with God. I don't know how somebody goes through something like this without him. Mm-hmm. So I trusted that he knew what he was doing. I didn't understand it. Of course, I yelled and I screamed and I cursed a few times at him, and I asked him why, but it all kept coming back to the fact that I knew that God loves me, and that I trusted whatever the reason was, that he knew what he was doing best for me as a father, that he could see the bigger picture, and that I had to just trust in him. And I still hurt, and I still had to go through the pain. But when I look back now, I can see the places where he carried me, like that poem, the single, you know, the footprints in the sand.
Oh, yeah.
People ask me all the time, how did you get through that? And my answer is so basic, and it's God. God got me through that, because I look back and I'm like, I couldn't have done that on my own.
Yeah, supernatural.
I couldn't have. Yes, it's like that unexplainable peace, right, that mm-hmm. he gives you, only he can give you.
Yes. Wow.
I ran Hugo's Trucking Company for about 5 years, and I remember that's something that I had said in the post, and I was so desperate to keep his legacy alive that I completely lost myself in living for him. And but eventually my kids, they knew that the trucking company was just killing me. And so they begged me to just give it up. So I finally did. And then I had to kind of figure out what Misha wanted to do. So one day I was sitting at a salon. I heard you talking the other day about getting your hair done.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so I was just sitting there relaxing, and the girl, she whispers in my ear, hey, this place is for sale. I think you'd be great at it. Maybe you should put in an offer. And I just thought, well, that is strange. I'm not a cosmetologist. I've never thought of owning a salon before. So I went ahead and I put in an offer. I prayed, and it all kind of worked out. You know how God does, just one thing falls together, and the next thing you know, I'm a salon owner.
Wow.
So I didn't want to tell you that I had purchased a salon. I wanted it to just be, you know, perfect before I announced it to the world. And so I had it all boarded up. And one Sunday, I went to church, and I was going late. That's kind of my MO. And the pastor was already talking, and I hate to interrupt, so I sat out in the lobby. And then he introduced a speaker, a guest speaker. I'd never heard of this man before. Maybe you have. His name was Dr. Maiden. Mm-hmm. And he began to tell his testimony about what he had gone through and how he had thoughts of suicide as well, and that he just needed to keep pushing. And that was kind of my word that I would always say, push, 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 and push when you don't feel like getting up, push when you don't know where your next gallon of milk is going to come from. And mm-hmm. at the end of the sermon, my pastor, now I come from like a mega church in our small little town, believe it or not, and so I don't really know my pastor all that well. He talked to me maybe a couple of times, but he got up and he asked everyone in the room that was a business owner if they would stand up, that he wanted to say a special prayer over everyone. And so I was like, well, I'm a business owner now. I should probably stand up, even though I'm out in the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
So they began to pray. And then all of a sudden, Pastor Maiden, or Dr. Maiden, actually, he started to speak in tongues. Oh. And I kind of peeked my eyes up, like, what's going on, looking at the screen. And then he stopped, and he said, there's someone here that just bought a salon. And I'm like, wait, what? I was kind of freaking out. And then he said, you are going to do great things and help many people in this community. And then he prayed a blessing over the salon. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I have to get in there. I have to tell him that it's me. So I ran down to the front row, and I sat there, and I waited for the service to end. And then he, after he was done, you could tell that he was tired and he was ready to go. It was like the third service. And I just said, hey, Dr. Maiden, I'm the one that purchased the salon. And he said, oh, my gosh. And he pulled me towards him, and he grabbed my hands, and he started to pray over me. And once again, he went and started speaking in tongues, and then he stopped, and then he looked at me, and he said, sweetheart, God is giving you beauty for ashes. And I yanked my hands out of his hands, and I was like freaking out. I was like, oh my God, you don't even understand. That was what I had named the salon after, because my son Isaiah was named from the Bible, from the book of Isaiah. And so I knew that I had wanted to name the salon after him. And so I named the salon Beauty Bar 613 after the verse, he gives you beauty for ashes, strength for fear, joy for mourning, and peace for despair. And that doctor, he did not know. I didn't know him. He didn't know that I had named the salon after that. And so that was my confirmation that I was doing exactly what God had wanted me to do. And I didn't get the whole picture, the big picture, but I learned very quickly. It's been 5 years now that we've been running the salon, and I've learned so much about it, that it's not just a salon, but it's a ministry. Mm-hmm. And that our clients, they don't just get beautified on the outside, they get beautified on the inside as well. And our mission is actually on the wall, Deuteronomy 28:6. It says, you'll be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. Mm. And we have clients that are fighting cancer, and some children are fighting cancer. We have people that just come in to relax and get away from life. And then we have, it seems like once a week, there's somebody that comes in that's lost a loved one. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we laugh, cried with perfect strangers. And sorry.
Misha, we're going to have you back, because we're completely out of time right now. Thank you so much for sharing your story. And I want to hear more about the Modern Widows Club, and also how you're helping women to overcome anxiety without medication. Can you come back?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Misha, let people know where they can find you real quick. We got about 30 seconds.
You can get me at Overcome Anxiety Without Meds at yahoo.com.
Okay. All right. Misha, thank you so much for joining us. I'm sorry to cut you out, but we're completely out of time. We're going to have you back. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
So much, Robbie.
Okay. God bless you. Bye-bye. Amazing story. All right, you guys, listen, have a wonderful, blessed week. Remember, God commands us in the fruit of the Spirit to have self-control. Whether you eat or drink, do it all for the glory of God. And don't forget, hope lives tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Go to kingdombound.com. Check it out. And I'll tell you what, you're not going to want to miss this festival of all the artists that we should have seen at Kingdom Bound playing tonight, and speakers and everything else. Reggie Dabbs is emceeing it. It's going to be amazing. And also, don't forget about the Real Raw Truth podcast with Carrie Spring and I. Different than this show, a completely different show. And we want to see you right back here next week. God bless you guys. Thanks for tuning in.
The preceding program is sponsored by The Raw Truth.